Game 3 of 4 between the Cubs and Brewers. The first two games of the series led to extra innings, and it looked as though this one may follow suit. We'll take it to the bottom of the first, Eric Thames at the plate.
And Thames hits the hole into right field. They're going to try it with Walker. The throw from Happ is going to be too late, and Milwaukee's on the board first once again in this one.
Swinging a line drive, base hit to right by Happ, and the Cubs have tied the game. Big two-out single for Happ, his 63rd run batted in.
Davis hasn't blown a save in over a year. You got to go back to last September 2nd. Arcia with a ball into the corner, and that one is gone! In the ballpark didn't even realize that Arcia had just tied the game. Jay with a bouncer up the middle. That's going to get through. Here comes Happ. No play at the plate. And the Cubs have once again given themselves a one-run lead.
Davis delivers. Swung on, hit in the air. Left center. Back Happ at the track. Gone! The Brewers come back and win it. 10th, a two-run walk-off home run by Shaw, and the crew beats the Cubs 4-2.
Greg Hansel and the Brewers win in dramatic fashion thanks to a Travis Shaw home run in the bottom of the 10th. Here's what Hansel had to say about the victory.
Probably haven't come up with the words, man, for this series has been, you know, if this hasn't been the best baseball series that you've seen in a long time, you know, you've seen some pretty good baseball, because this is about as exciting as it gets, and it is as exciting as it gets. You know, they're, you know, clearly coming into a pretty good place where they're going to be really tough to beat. And then we hung with them today. Brent Suter did an outstanding job, you know, got through their lineup twice for sure and started the third time through. So he kind of set the tone for us and doing a nice job. And then we kind of pieced it together, and you know, there was Jacob. I was hoping to extend Jacob, you know, to just kind of back up the game a little bit and back up our guys a little bit. He got in a little trouble, but Suarez did a great job really just getting out of it and keeping us there. And then, you know, the two big homers off a guy that's been, you know, really good this year.
You know, I was going to say, you know how good Davis has been. Yeah. How improbable to do it twice against him.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly improbable. I think he's been perfect this year in safe situations. You know, I mean, it's if anything, it describes us this year and how the whole season's went. I think it's a game that, you know, everybody, they should be proud of in there, because, you know, when it didn't look good multiple times, they keep coming back.
There's a delayed reaction there on Arcia's home run. I mean, when you saw it go off the back, did you think it was gone, or did you think it was hooking?
I think you're at the point with the last two games that you're careful not to get your hopes up too much, so you're kind of waiting for it to get out. And I thought it had a pretty good chance to stay fair, though.
I mean, an inside pitch like that is very difficult to keep fair in that situation, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes that's the pitch that he drives is that pitch that's the pitch he pulls well is the pitch almost in off a little bit. So, I think it was like it was a cutter. I think it was a cutter. Cut fit, yeah. Great swing.
Did the top of the 10th have an eerie sense of nightmarish deja vu? Happ gets on, they move him up a grounder right up there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing is that, again, JJ, you know, the walk hurt JJ today, but again, he did pretty good job. You know, it's not hard contact that's beating him. It's just a roller up the middle, unfortunately.
After the last three games, did you have any doubt which team would show up for you tonight? Today?
No.
All this you've gone through this year?
There's no doubt in my mind, actually. I mean, there's no doubt. It's been, they've battled when people have counted them out and continue to, you know, not believe, and they've continued to show up and believe in and fight until the very end.
What about the offense picking you up today? You know, because you guys have hung a lot of relievers out there without any support, and you keep losing these agonizing games, you know, where you can't score at the end. Today you finally flipped.
Yeah, and our bullpen is I mean, they've done a wonderful job. They've obviously been worked. We've obviously used them a bunch in this stretch, and you know, there it's seven games left, and this is playoff baseball for us. We have to treat it like that, but we're working them hard, and we have to continue to be aware of that. But they're doing a magnificent job. So for the offense to pick them up late today and really, to me, reward them for their hard work is it's a big deal.
Credit for Travis. It's been, you know, his second half has been sort of a grind, at least compared to the first. How you know, obviously it's a big lift to win a game, but just for him to have a big moment today.
Well, he's had several big moments for sure. But this is, you know, these games, you know, they're certainly two guys have picked them up. Ryan hit a big home run the other night, and today you feel like one of our guys, you know, kind of returned the favor and did the same.
For Travis, you've watched kind of him navigate baseball and life,
yeah,
all season long. Is that, you know, we don't, you know, see that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Travis has just been a rock through this whole thing. He really has, and he's you know, he's going through more than we talk about. We don't talk about it a lot, to respect what he's going through. But he's been able to put together a wonderful season under very difficult circumstances.
Craig, you say all the time about how every big is winning and every loss is magnified, but under the circumstances, three straight last at bat loss. I mean, has ever a team needed something?
We won today. We won today.
Yeah.
There's only two. Three. Oh, you're talking about the
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh. Well, these are good baseball games, and it's, you got to earn your way in, and you got to fight to get in, and there's going to be bumps in the road, and we've talked about before that we're going to have our lowest low and our highest high. It's still coming, you know, it's still coming, and that's what exciting, you know, September baseball rewards you with. It rewards you with that big emotional roller coaster. So you ride it, man. You know, you enjoy it and you ride it. And you kind of take what it gives you. And that's what we love about it.
Craig, you said the guys believed all along, but in the clubhouse, what did you sense once Braun had that double? Was there like a jolt of energy? You feel like once he got on base, or what was the sense?
Yeah, I mean, you need base runners to do something for sure. Going into that inning, obviously, I thought, you know, just keeping it at one's a big deal because of, we had Neil, Ryan, and Travis coming up. So it's, you feel like you got your guys coming up with a good chance to score. So just for JJ to keep it at one and get Contreras out was a big deal. And, you know, as you get base runners, like any time, you know, the momentum kind of builds and the energy builds.
A good day for Travis Shaw. He goes 2-for-4, including the game-winning two-run shot. He now has 31 home runs on the year. Here's what he had to say about the game.
I mean, each day is like basically a one-game playoff for us. I mean, we're behind in the standings. Everybody knows that. And you lose this late in the season and the other team wins, that might be it. So each game from here on out is basically treated like a one-game playoff.
Travis, you're talking about resiliency, and a lot of people look at you and see that kind of personally. Are you proud of yourself for the way you've handled this year with what's happening away from the field?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a lot going on still outside the field, and just it's a nice getaway to come here every day, and just feels really good to help us win.
Travis, we were saying that this was a playoff series. We've been talking about it for years, every game going into action. What's it been like? Has it been like a playoff series?
It feels like it. I mean, it's pitching, defense, every game's close, game on the line every single game so far. So this has been the biggest series for us this year. Playing meaningful baseball down the stretch here is really a fun time.
Travis, is a little leaguer, as a kid, you're taught, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. Is this like the major league epitome of that?
Yeah. Yeah, this is as good as it gets for not quitting. I mean, you get the best closer in the National League coming in, and not to get him once, but to get him twice, it's big for us.
Brent Suter ends up with a no decision, but still pitched well. 5 1/3, one run on 6 hits with 2 strikeouts. Here's what he had to say about the game.
Jimmy called it. He goes, Travis is going to do something right here. And he goes over, and we just go absolutely nuts. I just almost fell down running to the shaking hands line.
were you just you two guys in here together?
No, there were some other guys in there getting treatment, like the relievers. After they throw, they come in and get their treatment kind of going in here. But we were all going nuts. Yeah, nuts.
So you saw it on the TV, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It was one of the most exciting things I've ever been a part of, for sure.
Brent, have you ever been part of three straight games like this? And really four straight games like this?
We were just saying, especially with these three games and this magnitude and this kind of pressure and this kind of stuff on the line for this series, I've never been a part of something like this. These are just high-quality baseball games. I mean, this is something really, really fun, really special.
Your resiliency has been tested all year, but three 10th-inning losses in a row would have been rough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have been rough. But, I mean, I was, even if we did lose this one, I'd be confident we'd bounce back tomorrow. But luckily, we won it. Fortunately, we won it. Travis, absolutely, that was so clutch. It's unbelievable. But yeah, it would have been tough, but very glad we pulled this one out.
Why do you guys never get down after rough games?
That's a good question. We have a really good clubhouse chemistry. Everyone's got each other's backs. Everyone loves each other. So it's not in the program to quit or kind of back down. It's in the program to keep fighting.
Brent, they oftentimes talk about that when you're a little kid, like, don't quit. Is this like the epitome of it at the major league level?
For sure. Yeah. I don't know how the other groups operate in Major League Baseball, but I can't imagine a tighter-knit group than we have here. It's something special here.
Is that the best thing about this team, Brent?
Yeah.
Where you guys have each other?
Yeah, for sure.
Brent,
you guys all know about Travis, kind of what he deals with every night after the game and before. What do you think about the season he's put together with that as the backdrop?
It's one of the most special seasons I could imagine, given what he's going through with his daughter and everything. We're praying for him every day and all that, and just for him to come out here and do what he's doing is something special. He's going to be around for a long time. He's a really good player, really good person, really good teammate.
What's this doing for you to step up and help in these games, too?
Felt good. I mean, I had some great defense behind me. Sogard's play was, he got up. That was really, really fun. And, yeah, the defense played great behind me, but it's fun to be a part of. I can't, it's just a dream come true.
Harvard Dartmouth, right?
Yeah, we pitched against each other in college, too. So it was cool little flashbacks. He's always been a good pitcher, so it's fun going toe-to-toe with him, for sure.
Who won the college battle?
He won, I think we went head-to-head once, and he won it, yeah.
But you guys are a lot alike in that you don't depend on 100, right?
Right.
I mean, you guys pitch.
Yeah, we have similar velocities. Kind of, he has the sink going. I have the kind of cut going, and we just kind of pitch the corners and try to throw strikes. So we're kind of opposites, like similar opposites. But it's fun to go toe to toe with a good competitor.
Sunday, the Brewers will send out Chase Anderson to face Jose Quintana.